Moon Letter, Astrological Podcast. The End of the Age of Pisces by Ben Belinsky. 2,000 years of the Age of Pisces are drawing to an end, and we are seeing its last gasp. It has been an age born of wonder and shrouded in mystery, beginning with a miraculous birth, followed by the divine transmission of sacred texts, fueled by the yearning for knowledge of the infinite by way of alchemies and obscure sciences. And at the same time, the sign of Virgo, Pisces' opposite sign, is a big part of the story. Virgo, the sign of purity and discrimination, the role of women reduced to that of helpmeet and servant. It has been an age of glorious music, music that transports the spirit, from the devotional music of Sufi ceremonies and Western plain chant, through the polyphony of Josquin and Palestrina, the intricate wizardry of the Baroque, the emotional excesses of the Romantics, the ecstasy of jazz, and the endless popular love songs. It has been an age of ideologies, for ideologies are but fantasies of a perfect world. From the ideal of Christian piety, as transmitted by St. Paul, to the yearning for the utopias of communism and capitalism, to the nostalgia for the good old days of empire, to the American dream. And above all, the desire for a leader, a magic lord, someone to cast a spell and sustain the illusion of it all. This is the time we are in now, as the age of Pisces gasps its last. The belief in the power of the magic lords, the populists who want to restore the ethnic religious purity of their nations and promise thereby to make them great again, whose words distort truth and deny facts. All we are left with are the delusions of Pisces at its worst, the end game of an age that has run its course, a dream that is over. And now, the awakening. And for more astrological and spiritual musings, check out moonletter.co.uk.